Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we're on. It's episode 20. We should be celebrating 20 episodes. Can you believe it?
20.
Yeah, when we set out on this emotional journey, did you think we'd make it to 20?
20. Yeah,
20. 20. No.
The greatest number.
I didn't think we'd get it past three.
Yeah.
Three would have been.
Well,
good.
Look at that. 20's turned out to be a great number after all.
Yes.
Right.
Yay. Well, this the last time we got together, I wasn't feeling very optimistic at all about the situation in the States, in America. And now looks what's happened. What a difference a week.
A long time in politics.
Quite exciting, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ups and downs.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's been amazing,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, I was feeling very cautious also, so sigh of relief.
Yeah. Of course, it's not quite over yet, is it? But
no.
Well,
I think it's pretty much
all bar the shouting, isn't it? All bar the tweeting.
So if you're listening, Joe Biden, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, Joe.
yeah, well, nice done. One, mate.
yeah. Some other news just in. Some other good news. So good news is starting to filtering, isn't it? There's the prospect of a vaccine.
Vaccine
becoming available.
Well, that's great news, isn't it?
I just saw that.
Yeah.
It's been tested as 90% effective, so hopefully that will
change
things as well.
But so, that may be of particular interest to one of us gathered here today.
It's come too late for me. Last week on this very show,
shocker.
I described myself as clean as a whistle. And little did I know that at that point I was actually positive for the coronavirus. I'm very contrite this week. Very, very contrite. I'll not be.
Are you feeling? You're feeling all right though.
I'm feeling all right. I might not be my real entertaining self. but I'm actually okay. Oh. I feel like I've just got a heavy cold, and I feel like I just. Yeah, every so often I'll just go to sleep for a little bit.
Now, listeners might think, because of the high quality of this podcast, that we're all in the same room together. But
believe it or not,
we're all in different, very different locations. So, I don't feel.
Thank goodness.
I don't feel threatened by your condition, Richard. So, yeah, I feel quite safe talking
well,
to you.
Well, good.
Yes.
Do you feel safe?
As long as you don't shout.
Right, I'll keep relatively quiet.
Yeah. Sing, then we'll be okay.
Sing, I'll not sing this week. I wouldn't want to put any particles through the internet wires to either of you. So I will keep very safe, and hopefully by next week, the track and trace people have told me I'm allowed back into society this Friday.
Right.
So
by society.
Yes,
I'm back.
Are you on top?
Yes.
Are you feeling healthy, Stuart? You might have to carry us. You might have to carry us this week.
Well, yes, I'll do my best. I am actually going for my weekly COVID test in a few hours. I get tested every Monday, as some of you may know. My daughter has an autoimmune disorder, amongst other things. So I have to get tested before I can see her on the weekend. So I get tested on my days off every Monday.
Yeah.
So you must have had that thing up your nose a lot of times.
Yeah, it's good job I got a big hooter, right? It doesn't seem to bother me. I mean, yeah, I'm on pretty good terms with the lady down at the drive-through COVID testing site now. You know, I see her every Monday.
The usual, Stuart.
Yes, indeed.
So we've got, as always, we've got three amazing tunes to share with you. And we're going to start with this one. This is, how would you say this, Stuart? L.A. Machina?
L.A. Machina?
This song is called Go. L.A. Machina. That's their... I think that's their debut release, isn't it?
Seven-inch
single.
From way
back in August of this year. There we go. There we go.
Crikey.
Ancient.
It's on Alternative Tentacles, which is...
Yeah, I spotted that.
I don't know if you know anything about that.
I've heard of it. Yeah,
which I thought was... because, I work in a record store now, and this popped up as one of the recommended new releases, and I listened to it and I thought, that's an interesting label for them to turn up on. I haven't really been paying too much attention to Alternative Tentacles over the year, but
I didn't know they were still around. Actually, there you go.
No, what did it used to do? What was it famous for?
The Dead Kennedys, it's their label.
Okay, it's their label.
It's
right.
Yellow Biafra.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, right.
So, it's been a lot of, a lot of pretty extreme punky records on that label over the years. But
yeah,
maybe they're headed for chart success with L.A. Machina.
Well, that's quite straight-ahead rock stuff, isn't it? Rock sound.
It is, isn't it?
I'm not surprised to see they're from L.A. It's a kind of L.A. quite polished.
It's very L.A., isn't it?
Yeah.
It certainly is. It's that sort of polished thing. They look like fun, don't they?
Yeah, I guess Joan Jett's got a lot to answer for.
Certainly, she certainly has. Yeah, I was thinking about the Runaways, actually, that Runaways film, while I was watching that video.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
That's good.
Mm. No, that's I'd like good. To see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you should definitely watch it, yeah. I do think they, when my recover from my coronavirus, they'll let me join their pool party.
I don't think you're tough enough to hang around with those ladies.
I think they'll eat me for breakfast, do you think?
Richard, by the way, is referring to the video because we were listening to that and watching the video at the same time, which is available on YouTube, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're sort of having a great time, aren't they, outside in the pool, big pool party with champagne, and then some guy comes round and says, "Hey, turn down the noise, or the party's over." Something like that. Yeah. Ruins
just,
it.
Just a typical day in your suburban LA neighbourhood, I'm sure.
Yeah,
the
they're like, fuck you. Yeah.
I liked, there was a nice touch, the guitarist was gloved on one hand, which I thought was was very 70s and very rock. I think that's you don't see that much these days, do you?
She
was wearing a silver catsuit and had a matching silver glove on her strumming hand.
Did you mind the presence of guitar solos? I know, Stuart, you're kind of ambivalent about guitar solos. You've had your opinions about guitar solos in the past.
Yeah.
It wasn't too flashy, though.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't gratuitous. It was very, it's just very rock. Got the girl school Runaways vibe, so.
I was going to mention girl school.
I'm
sure I've told you before, the first band I ever went to see was girl school.
Oh, girl school. So lucky.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Imagine that. Yeah, I've got nothing more to add. Apart from it was the first of several visits to Leicester de Montfort Hall when I was 11, 12, 13 years old. I was 11 when I saw Girls' School.
Really? That's super impressive.
Yeah.
That must have rocked your little world, did it, Matt?
It did, yeah. Never looked back.
It did.
And I saw the following year, I saw Motorhead for the first time.
Damn.
When I was 12. I was 12, I think, yeah. Yeah,
so
I was in there, right
little
down
ears.
The front. Yeah,
yeah. How long was your hair during this time? Did you have long hair?
It wasn't as long as I would have liked it to have been at the time. I was trying.
Oh, Mum, go on, Mum, let me grab my hair. Yeah.
She kept cutting it. She used to cut it herself. I used to have a homemade haircut. That was a bit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you have a little denim sleeveless jacket with a bunch of patches on?
Yeah, of course.
I
had a Motorhead patch.
Fantastic.
Never had you down as a metaler, Matt.
I was.
Never
very
had you
early,
down as one.
Very early metaler. Yeah, yeah.
Early days.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there you go. Yeah.
So
so that was L.A. Machina. Yeah, from the 7-inch release. On Alternative Tentacles, apparently, yes.
Yeah.
That's called Welcome to the Machina. Shall we have another song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. This is the return of Milky Wimpshake. They have a new album out, and this is a song from it.
Speak infinity, that is. stepped into my mind.
Milky Wimpshake, and that song was called Leicester Square, You Stopped My Time, and that's from their new album, Confessions of an English Marxist. I think that's possibly the only ballad kind of song on the album.
Is it?
From what I've...
Yeah, because it didn't sound... Yeah, no. It was quite progressive for them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
With the keyboard solo on there, the org.
See,
organ.
Wibbling keyboard solo, changes of tempo and stuff going on.
Yeah.
I'm just curious why you picked that track, Matty.
Well, because I was flicking through all those songs on the album. A lot of them are sort of what you might expect. Those sort of more upbeat, throwaway, punky things. And I thought that sounded a bit different, so I thought I'd play that one. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's got other songs.
You're well within your rights.
Yes. And
it's your show.
More. There's other songs that are kind of more political, like Capitalism is a Perversion, for example.
There you go.
Is the opening song.
Well, and, I mean, if you are going to call your LP Confessions of an English Marxist, you got to have some backup there, haven't you? You got to have a few songs along those lines. But
there's a song called "Welcome to Fascist Britain" as well.
There you go. Well, right.
Which I think sounds like it was written in response to Brexit. So,
right
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, Pete Dale.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. But indie lifer, and
I think you probably know a lot more about him than I do. You know.
Well, he's been in lots of acclaimed bands over the years. Red Monkey, Pussycat Trash, Razorblade Smile, and of course his lots of solo stuff also. So you know, I'm always pleased when I see he's got something new out, to be honest, because you know, he kind of emerged at a similar time than we all did.
Yeah.
When we started making records, we played with all of those bands over the years at some point.
Yeah.
And
does it make you feel less alone, Stuart, as an
elder
statesman?
Maybe that's it. Yeah. No,
there's another one out there.
I didn't quite mean that, but no, I meant, you know,
I know.
I meant he just never stopped. You know, a lot of people do, and it's great that
yeah, exactly,
he's still enthusiastic and he's still I think Red Monkey still put records out, and he pops up all the time, doesn't he?
He's got a cult following as well. I'm glad that someone else chose this because my girlfriend bangs on about Pete all the time, and her and her brother are just absolutely in awe of him. And I went down to see him do a show, and people are just like, yeah, people are just like sort of frothing at the mouth, and he's a bit of a hero to a lot of people. It's sort of kind of alternate universe thing he's got going on. It's really weird. I mean, is it? Yeah, because I'm like, oh, it's just Pete. Mm. It's just Pete. And like, no, but it's Pete Dale. I was like, no, that's just Pete.
So is Milky Wimpshake, is that his kind of main project?
That's his main thing, right, yeah. Right. He's a professor of pop, apparently.
Professor of pop.
He teaches
what?
Pop music.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's a professor of pop.
It says based in Stoke-on-Trent. I'm guessing that's him.
He lives in Alsager.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and if he teaches Stoke,
yeah. I think he does. I don't want to say too much more because I don't really have much more information.
Oh, I'm sure you do. You sound like you've been stalking him on the internet, there, Richard. Know where he works. You know where he lives.
Julie just tells me stuff. Julie just tells me stuff, and I listen to about my ears listen to about half of what she tells me. So,
You heard that, didn't you? Half of what she tells me, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, you all heard that.
So, yeah, I'd say it's about fair. It's about fair.
You're so dead.
I am, yeah.
Other things about the song I liked. I quite like the refresh.
Back to the song.
Yes, but quickly.
It's kind of refreshingly lo-fi in its approach.
Yeah, I always thought like the beginning bit was almost like it was kind of haunting, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Just with the guitar and vocals. Yeah, I thought it was.
I liked it when the fuzzy bit came in as well, and the fuzzy guitar, a nice scratchy fuzzy guitar sound like that.
Right,
certainly was. Yeah.
And I quite enjoyed the bit of keyboard. There.
Yeah, when that came in, I was wrong-footed for a moment. I was like, "Whoa!" I couldn't figure out what it was until it started playing actual chords. I thought someone was, playing some kind of flutey instrument at first.
Yeah, it was almost going into something Manfred Mann-esque or something like that.
Yeah. And I thought that beginning bit was like, when Mike Yarwood would say, "Now this is me," and he'd do like a straight ahead song. Because a lot of Pete's songs are kind of like, they're either political or they're a bit amusing or whatever. But it was a bit like, you're getting the real Pete here.
With a bit of Mike Yarwood.
That's brilliant. You got Mike Yarwood into it. I hadn't thought about that for many, many years. The fact that he used to do songs, didn't he? He used to do a serious song, didn't he?
Like a serious one at the end. And I remember, like, as a kid being gutted, I was like, "Dad, when is the funny bit coming up?" And he'd be like, "No, there's no funny bit in this one."
Is he still with us? Mike Yarwood, that is.
Mike Yarwood.
I think Pete Dale's still with us.
Pete Dale's definitely still with us. I don't know about Mike Yarwood.
Mm.
Can we find out
Someone
for
can
next
write in
time?
And tell us.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was Milky Wimpshake from their new album "Confessions of an English Marxist." The vinyl is already sold out on that.
Wow!
Yeah. Oh, good.
So there we go. 12-inch vinyl.
All right.
It's been released on a proper label, I think, like a Spanish label or something.
Right.
Anyway. Let's move on to tonight's final song, which is from the one and only Sleaford Mods, featuring, formerly featured on this very show, Billy No Mates. This is Mork and Mindy.
Don't mess about. I'll make them kiss each other when my mum and dad go out. No messing, no curtain twitching, no stressing. I don't hang about. I get them down and dirty, then get them falling out, then get them flirty, get them throwing plates at each other, cause that's what it's all about. Now fuck off back to your own room. Well, go in the back room when fuck all's going on, what's new, and the plated scenes of that. I live on a really depressing cul-de-sac where couples get divorced and people come up that you've never seen before, like that smell of cigars and oil twat. Constantly, Wi-Fi's gone all lo-fi. My arse is feeling too dry, like crackers out at midnight. I can't be arsed with a bottle, alright?
You're not from round here. Crash landed about a week ago. Yeah, I feel for you, I do. The state of it is alarming, so don't presume anything, or Blue Monday will someday become you. Well, the furniture's the same, but the menu's rearranged, and your jokes won't.
Sleaford Mods with Billy No Mates, Mork and Mindy.
There we go. All right. Mindy. Big up the mods. Yeah.
I know at least, Stuart, you're a kind of long-time fan, and you've released something by them, haven't you, in the past?
I did, yeah.
On your record label.
I put a 7-inch record out by them. Oof, five years ago.
Ooh.
5 years ago, I think that was.
Still on speaking terms?
Oh, God, no, they're massive now. They did that record with The Prodigy, don't you know? but I do keep up with them, and I do... The thing that fascinates me about Sleaford Mods is, you know, they're often criticised for being really formulaic, and people who are casual observers, I think, don't dig deep enough and don't actually fully get it. But there's always enough that keeps me going back to their new releases, and I think this is fascinating and a natural progression, I guess, getting Billy No Mates to sing on there, because I thought it was great. I thought it worked really well having another voice in, another singer in there for a change, and I think that was really kind of clever of them to possibly stop all the critics that... Are thinking they're just making the same record over and over again, possibly.
Yeah, I agree to a point, actually. I'm possibly one of those critics, not 100%. I do see what people are saying in terms of, I think that a little bit like what you said to you, they just do enough. Like certain tracks on certain records that does enough to think, but sometimes I think it's kind of smooth sailing, you know. I just think there could be more that they could do with this, and they sometimes do it and sometimes they don't. I think that like like, I thought that the initial riff on that was brilliant. That little sample going round and round was great.
The one that goes on all the way through.
Yeah. Yeah. Jason, yeah, the one that goes on all the way through. Yeah, yeah. But they do that where you listen and you think, well, what else can you do? And then you're like, you listen to it. Brilliant that is. But then Jason's just slightly bored during it. Like, some great lines. I live in a really depressing cul-de-sac. That line stood out. And there's certain lines that really, really stand out. I mean, possibly slightly too harsh. But mm-hmm. But yeah, they don't quite excite me like they used to. Although I will still listen to them.
Well, they are from the Midlands, aren't they? And they're kind of from not far from where I grew up. Because I'm from the East Midlands, from Leicestershire. Yeah.
Did you grow up in a depressing cul-de-sac, Matt?
Well, no. Quite a nice village. It was all right, but there were a lot of
village.
I think what's always put me off is because they remind me a bit of a lot of the people I was scared of when I was growing up. who I used to steer clear of, and that accent just always brings it back to me. And I thought, oh God, you know. And I grew up in the time of sort of, skinheads and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, when the National Front was all, I'm not saying anything that there's any connection.
But yeah.
No.
Sort of people, the scary people who were hanging about were those sort of people who would just, they'd beat you up as soon as look at you, you know. I'm sure they're not like that at all, but.
No, I mean.
They're not the dead posh. Have you heard them speak, the dead posh?
Are they?
Dead posh. Yeah, it'd be the same for us if it was like a band from Leeds that like maybe put on the accent and went Leeds United or whatever.
Yeah.
Like you think, oh God, all those people at school that used to really like be terrified of.
Yeah,
but no, they're not like that at all. It's like it's just if dare I say it, affectation.
Do you think so? I don't know. I mean, that's another criticism they get levelled at them a lot. But I don't take it like that. I mean, I think it depends which side of it you're on, whether you are into it or not, and you know, possibly they do put it on a little. But I think it's also super refreshing to hear northern accents, thick northern accents. Because that isn't the norm. I mean, you think about all the bands in the 80s and 90s, or even the English, Scottish bands, whatever, they all put on a weird American rock accent. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the Jesus and Mary Chain, a band that I love, they sing in ridiculous American accents.
Yes.
And a lot of bands did that. They you hear the Jesus and Mary Chain speaking, they don't sound anything like how they sing.
I agree with
They have really thick Scottish accents, and I'm like, well, why don't you sing in a really thick Scottish accent?
Why are you singing an American accent?
Thank God for the Proclaimers, eh?
Throw the R away.
Weirdly, where's Billy No Mates from? Is she from Bristol or something?
Somewhere around there.
I can't remember where she's
from. Melton
Mowbray.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, you know, that's Leicestershire, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Leicestershire, yeah.
That little spoken word bit had an American accent to it.
Hey, there you go. What was I just saying?
Yeah.
Right?
Shot myself in the foot there. Egg on my face.
I think we were saying, when we sort of listened to one of her songs in an early episode of this podcast, go back and look for it if you haven't heard it, about her voice. She's got like a proper... kind of quite a soulful singing voice, hasn't she? Sounded good on there. Yeah,
I think so too.
But I think they're a band that I admire more than love. But
it really hits me brilliantly. Like some of their stuff really does. Yeah, yeah. But sometimes it leaves me a bit like, you know.
I quite like the fact that the guy on the laptop just puts a loop on and just. That's all he does, isn't it? Puts a loop on his laptop.
That's it.
I mean, it's a pretty good loop. Sounded good. But and dances about. That's what he does live, isn't it? Yeah.
Pretty much. Drinks a lager.
But I will also say, for all the people that, you know, say, that's really easy and, like, they're not really doing anything. If that is the case, why aren't there 100 bands that sound like that?
Why doesn't everyone else do it?
Yeah.
Because it actually isn't that easy. It's... And that's part of the genius is that they strip it back. The backing tracks are super basic. I mean, there's very subtle bits going on, but it's basically the same backing track throughout. But
it doesn't matter because the vocals keep you going because you're always listening to what the next line is.
Right.
So it doesn't really, if you had a complicated backing track,
right,
it wouldn't work, would it? Yeah. So you have to keep it simple.
I wasn't seeking to denigrate the backing track. I thought it was really...
Oh, beg your pardon. Yeah,
I liked it. I liked the little tinny telephone noises that were on there as well. Mm. You know, the high-pitched bits. Did you notice those?
I did. The little...
Yeah.
I did notice
sweetie
those.
Bits, yeah.
They were like they were good.
Yeah, they were like from a old phone or something. Mm.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Sleaford Mods.
Crikey.
With Billy No Mates. Good stuff. Yeah. So that brings us... brings us to the end of another one. Yeah.
Rattle through it.
Are we? Do we do scores still?
Let's do the scores, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Are you sure you want to do them? We don't have to.
Let's do it. One more time.
Episode
20.
One more time. 20, isn't it?
So we started with LA Machine. Go! I'm going to give it to you first.
Who?
6.5.
Whoa!
6.5 from Richard.
Wow, look at that. He's got his anti-rockist hat on today.
Yeah, I don't have a rock bone in my body, but I enjoyed the video.
Yeah. All right.
It's not my kind of music.
Okay. I
enjoyed the racket that they were making, yeah.
I do have some Girl School LPs and Joan Jett LPs and... You know, it's not a style of music I listen to very often. I've even got Susie Quattro LPs, and they're pretty...
I was going to say Susie Quattro.
I love Susie Quattro. Well, some Susie Quattro, you know. Anyway, but I quite enjoyed that. I'm going to give it 7.75. Look at Richard grimacing.
I just can't believe
it. I'm compensating for your crappy 6.5, mate.
Well, I'm not sure this will be enough to save them, but I'm going to give it a 7.
All right.
Fair enough.
It was well done in that sort of thing, but I don't know if it, you know, it's not going to change the world, is it? It's all right. Not that, you know, not necessarily that music should... Not every song should change the world, should it?
But
there you go. Okay, we're moving on to Milky Wimpshake. That song was, maybe not the most immediate song off the album, but it was called, what was it called? Leicester Square, that was it.
But you've only got yourself to blame for that one.
I chose it, yeah.
So, you chose it.
So I'll take the hit for
that. I enjoyed it, 7.5. I enjoyed it. It was nice, as I say, I'm not going to repeat the Mike Yarwood thing, but it was nice. It was nice to hear some reflective stuff from them rather than the punk pop stuff that they often do. But enjoyed it.
Yeah.
A prog rock interlude as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot as well. I would like to hear the rest of the LP. I suspect there are tracks on there that I would like... more than that, so I'm going to give it a 7.
I liked it a little bit more than the first one, so I'll give it a 7.5 as well.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, fine. Just to say, you probably like one of those tracks is like 15 seconds long. You'd like that one, Stuart? 15 seconds.
Yeah. It's called I Don't Want to Work.
I Don't Want to Work. Yeah.
I don't want to work. I don't want to work.
And
I think that's how it goes.
Yeah. Sleaford Mods with Billy No Mates, Mork and Mindy.
Oh God!
Oh, he's in pain.
Oh, I don't know.
Agonizing.
I'm in pain because I 7.25.
Whoa, wowza! I'm going to give that a pretty high score because I actually did enjoy Billy No Mates' contribution. So I'm going to give it an 8.
Wow. Yeah. I am, of the three, I think that's definitely the most interesting one. So I'm going to give it...
Take your time.
7.75.
Look at that.
I believe that makes them the winners of this week.
Hey!
Oh, wow.
We are the mods. Well, we are the mods. We are the mods.
So I believe that makes Billy Nomates the first double winner from the podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Unprecedented.
If she did win the last one, I can't remember.
We'd have to listen back.
yeah. So that's a reminder to listeners that if you missed that earlier one, it may have even been the first episode.
I think it was. I think it was the first one.
Yeah.
Go back, look through the archives. Yeah. And can I also ask people to, if they like the show, to share it and please subscribe and even rate it. You can
rate it. Tell us.
Star rating.
Review us. Yeah. We review records. You review us. Yeah. Tell
be,
us.
On, be honest or right. Don't be honest. Right. And we hope you will join us for future episodes, because there will be future episodes. We can get through this.
I think we can do it.
Yeah, we can.
Get through this adversity that we're struggling with right now.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So that's about it. Yeah. So thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else? See you then.